Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I just wanted to thank all the guests for coming also. And it adds a lot. It's most of a lot. And we have more guys in yeshiva. It adds to the ruach. It adds to the just to the whole matzah that's going on. And we really appreciate all the guys that came in. And for our guys, for the Mivasarit guys, there's no need. I'm not gonna introduce Rabbi Kalish. But I do want to say that there are few occasions in life that you have the opportunity to be in the presence of a malach, of a Moshe Rabbeinu who's makasher Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm not going to talk. There's no reason to talk. Everybody knows this. But in every generation, in every dar, for the Mevaseret guys who are not familiar, Hashem puts down in our generation somebody who gives us the ability to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam through words of Torah, through words of chizuk. A person who loves every member of Klal Yisrael, and he gives to each member of Klal Yisrael the hargasha, the feeling of what the Ribbono Shel Olam feels towards each member of Klal Yisrael. And there's no words that can do justice to properly introduce Rabbi Kalish, who's in our generation the person that connects Klal Yisrael to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, and it's a big honor, a tremendous honor. We have a tremendous amount of Akar Tov to the Volgan family, and to Waterbury, and to all the Talmidim, the whole Tevra, and most of all to Rabbi Kalish for giving us a few minutes coming all this way. We appreciate it immensely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Reb Ben for his very, very kind words, his warm and kind words. I was zeiche, we all had different experiences during COVID. During that period of our lives, it was complicated for us all, from tremendous bracha of Hashem to nesiyonos. Each one, each person, his own experience. But one of the things during COVID is I met Reb Ben, somebody in yeshiva, was on a shear, and I hopped on the shear. We were in Pennsylvania together, and somebody was on a shear, and I met a mechanic who's idealistic and brings it. To me, the picture of a good mechanic, in the secular world, a good educator is exciting, dynamic. That would be like the uptight, and certainly Reb Ben is geschmack, no question, but that's not what we see as a good mechanic. I don't think in our world, not people of today, not Bachram of today, I don't think that's how we would classify a mechanech as somebody who's exciting or has a certain charisma that is no shaychus. We want authenticity. We want that which we detect is honest, is present, is somebody, a person being themselves. And authenticity, to be oneself, is its own challenge. And then to share that, when one is in the public eye, to share that, that's difficult. And when I met Reb Ben from a distance, and I met the Talmidim of Reb Ben, I saw a mechanech who's exactly that, authentic, sincere, kind, and shares authenticity with guys. So it's a schus to be in this yeshiva with Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Berg, Reb Ben, all the Ramim, all the Bachrim. So I really want to thank the whole Chevra. I want to thank the whole Chevra for allowing me to come, allowing all the Chevra to come here and share Divrei Torah and sing together. We certainly won't jump. We don't want to. We have that in yeshiva by us as well. Hashem made it that the dining room by us, if we jump, we have fears that we'll end up under the dining room. We want to stay in the dining room and keep the dining room standing. But I do want to sing. Before we share Divrei Torah, if we can sing together, but we'll sing something slower. There's no threat that we'll dance here for this one. At least we'll start. So, but even if we dance, if it happens, but we shouldn't jump. We can't. We have to make sure not to do anything dangerous, but if we could sing Vani Bechastecha Batachti together, and then we'll learn some Divrei Torah. I'll try to start the right key. Chen, better yet, you should start the right key. Okay. Present. Our people is in middle. We found out today that they're yidden going back home. And it's not, we have to avoid halachic discussions, political discussions, because you and I are not deciding the psak. What you and I are people that care about our brothers, about every single yid. And you and I are happy that a yid's going back home, that the Yid's coming back to our people. It doesn't involve what the halacha, what the... That's a shaila, but that's not what we're busy. That's not our shaila. What we're busy is that a Yid's going home. Our brother, a Yid, we're not mevater on one Yid. And we're seeing a people, Am Yisrael, that's full of betachin in Hashem. Ani b'chastacha betachti. We're a people that's praying, a faithful, a people that are b'teach in the chesed Hashem. Ani b'chastacha betachti. It's interesting, David HaMelech says, Vani b'chastacha betachti. Even when things might be bleak, even when things are concerning, even when things are difficult for the Yachid or the Rabbin, b'chastacha betachti, I have faith in your chesed Hashem, I know you're into us. I know you care about us. And b'chastacha betachti, I have faith in your chesed. Then David HaMelech says, Yogel libi b'shuasecha. Now, be'emes, there are many words for simcha. We all know that the difference in Lashon Kodesh and any other language, every other language, this is not a hand. That's not a ceiling. The floor might not be a floor for other reasons, but it's not a floor. And it's called the floor. It's called the hand. It's called the ceiling. It's only called such. It's not what it is. It's not a hand. It's called the hand. If somebody reads the Megillah in English, it's Yaitzah, because they know what they're referring to. But if they don't understand English, they're not Yaitzah. Because you didn't say anything if you don't know what... If you said hand, you don't know what this is. You didn't say it. If you say Yad, this is a Yad. It's what it is. It's not what it's called. It's a Yodalu. That's what it is. That's its quiet. That's... Not if called a Yad, it is a Yad. So if there are many ways to say Simcha, in any other language, you can have synonyms. In any other language, there could be two ways. Joy and happy don't have to be different. Don't have to be different. In Lashon Kodesh, it's impossible to have a synonym. There's no such thing in Lashon Kodesh. It's the only language in the world. There are no synonyms. Because if it's the same thing, then it will be the same word. Because it's not a way to say happiness. In English, you could have five ways to say happiness, and they all mean the same thing. In Lashon Kodesh, if it meant the same thing, it would be the same word. If one is Simcha and one is Gila, they can't mean the same thing. Because one is Gimel Lamed Hei, or Gimel Yud Lamed Hei, and one is Sin Mem Ches Hei. So it's different words, but they're not the same thing. So what's this Yogya? What's Gila? What's Yogya Libi? What? It's a brand and a type of Simcha. What's the Simcha of Yogya Libi B'Shuasecha? Perhaps there's reason to believe, and certainly one has to research this, I'm not saying it as a fact, there's reason to believe that the brand of Simcha of Gila is unexpected. Milashin Megala, somebody finds money in his pocket, it's like, wait, where did this come from? That's a Gila. It's a Simcha of the unexpected. I can't believe it. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Something was Megala. One of my sons claims that the word Rina, I have a daughter, Rina, and the brand of Simcha of Rina is processed when you work through something difficult. Kumi Raini Balaila, Hazayrim Bedima Berina Yixayrim. Many Mekairis, Rina is a joy. Something was schwer, something was difficult, something wasn't positive, and it was worked through. There's a Rina to that. That's a unique. It's Kumi Raini Balaila. The night and difficulty lends to a Rina. Gila is the unexpected joy, if that's true. And it would fit in the word Gila, which means to be Megala. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Then it's very difficult, Pasuk, to understand. V'ani b'chastecha b'tachti. I was confident in your chesed. I knew it would come. I knew they'd come home. B'chastecha b'tachti. So why are you Yogel Libi? Why are you so shocked? Why are you Yogel? It shouldn't be Gil. You should have a Simcha. But you were b'teach. Yogel is a shocked joy. Yogel Libi b'shuasach. Why do you have Gil? You thought this would happen. You were b'chastecha b'tachti. You knew it would come. So you could be samach in the Yeshua. But why is it Yogel Libi? Why do you have the Gila? Perhaps what David HaMelech is saying is Yagel Libi Bishua Secha, even though the words are, I will rejoice, but he's describing that I'm so Baiteach, I have the Gila now. At the moment that I grab my faith, at the moment that a Yid grabs on, Hashem's working with me. And I'm in good hands. We're in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. Yagel Libi Bishua Secha is not later on, because why would it be a Gila? He means at this moment, I'm already like shocked that the Yeshua didn't even come. The Yagel, I will stay in this state. I will stay in a state of Gila. Yagel Libi Bishua Secha. I'm just going to stay in the state. The Gila is now, not when it comes, that the Yid was Baiteach, but it means at the moment the Yid gets Betochen, at the moment the Yid grabs on that I'm in good hands and can take it to the bank, Yogi only be that second, they have a Gila, they already have an excitement that stays, a lasting excitement in the Yeshua Hashem. They're holding on and they're seeing the Yeshua Hashem. It describes, it's cannot have passed it by Miriam, Miriam knows she's Baiteach and Hashem, her brother is in the Yam. But she knows there's going to be Yeshua. So she's sitting there anticipating, waiting to see what it's going to look like, the Yeshua. Yagel Libi Yeshua Secha. I have the Gila right now at the moment at the Yid's Baiteach. I want to study in Parshas Vayechi, in last week's Parsha, I want to study a Rashi that I think could be beneficial for us. In the sugyas, we're in sugyas, we're holding as a nation in sugyas of being present to the kindness of Hashem, but also withstanding challenging time and the siyanus. And there's a Rashi, a Chazal, that I think might be a big message from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was the Av who starts the Golus. Yaakov goes to Mitzrayim. And he's the Av who starts the Golus. And he shares a lesson with Yosef and with our whole Ummah that I think is very relevant in our times. It says Yaakov Avinu, after he calls in Yosef HaTzadik at the end of Yaakov's life, and he has Yosef HaTzadik promise him that he'll bring him to Eretz Yisrael. That you'll bring me to the Ma'aras HaMachbelu, Kvartani B'Kvurasam. He has Yosef HaTzadik promise to bury him in the Ma'aras HaMachbelu. And Yosef promises. Then it says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Reish Hamita. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, bows at the head of the bed. The pasuk says, comes Rashi. And Rashi's first bothered by the father bowing to his son. It shouldn't be that way. The tata bowing to his son, that's inappropriate. Doesn't seem right. So Rashi says, Tale be'idne sagidle. Rashi brings the Gemara Megillah that Tale, the fox, normally the king of the animal kingdom, is the lion. But 1 month a year, the fox rules. There's a period of Zman that things go out of order. It's designed by Hashem. There's periods of time, 1 month a year, the fox is inexplicably. The animal that doesn't belong in charge is in charge. And says Chazal, Tale v'idne, the fox in his time, sagidle, bowed him. When the fox rules, bowed him. Shouldn't be this way. It's crazy. What's going on? Except, Tale be'idne sagidle. The fox rules, bout him. Any parent, any person who's raising children, Ez Hashem, everybody here should have beautiful families. And you'll see raising your kids, you will try to teach this and you won't have a lot of success unless... Every parent wants to teach his kid, Tale be'idne sagidle. The fox in his time bowed him. Yaakov Avinu was not supposed to bow to Yosef, it's his son. But this, he's the ruler of Mitzrayim. This is the circumstances. Tale be'idne sagidle. He's the melech. Now, Yaakov doesn't mind. Yaakov Avinu. but he's teaching something to us for eternity. And it's very, things are very exact, where they're taught, what's being taught. Please pay attention. Yaakov teaches his children, Tale be'idne sagidle, the fox and his kind belton. How many parents, the kids in fifth grade, the teachers, impossible. And you just try to tell your kid, I love you, and you're right. And you're right. Do you say you're right? Do you not say right? Go to a kid, of course. But the kid is struggling. The kid is struggling in the class. And you want to tell the kid, this is the teacher, like, just behave. Shucks, you don't agree. The teacher runs a funny class. But Tali, and they savagely. In the summers, many guys from yeshiva take jobs. And I feel like sometimes I spend my summer on the phone with guys. The boss is, the guy's angry at the boss. The boss is angry at the guy. And I try to tell the guy in all different words, Tale b'idne sagidle. The fox and his time bag, he's your boss. So he doesn't know how to run the business. So he does funny, I hear. But he's the boss, except Tale b'idne sagidle. Youngsters struggle with this a lot. My belief, if people don't hear a message, MS wins. If people don't hear something, you have to ask why. I have come to believe that kids tend to be shamay. Tale be'idnei sagile is a very Hillel type of concept. Shamay yearns for what should be. Hillel accepts what is, many places in Shas. Shammai yearns, it says La'asid Lave, we paskin like Shammai. Shammai is what should be and Hillel is what is. And Tale Bidne Sagile is this is the circumstance. Like this is what is. Accept, deal, very hard. Accept and deal, this is the circumstance. Kids struggle, they think like Shammai. It shouldn't be this way. I'd rather suffer and not accept. This shouldn't be. It's not right. I refuse. I'm not Ben. An asid lovely type of thinking, a beautiful thinking. If you actually understand the value of that, then you could teach Hillel. You can't teach Tale Bidne Sagidle if you don't chap something's wrong and it shouldn't be. And if you don't understand, if you don't understand what somebody's coming from, they won't understand where you're coming from. And all the time, adults try to teach kids in all different versions, Tale Bidne Sagile. You'll see people who tend to have an neshama of shamay all their lives, they struggle accepting, but it shouldn't be that way. You say, I hear. No, this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not how it's supposed to be. And they're right, and there's a world of us in love. There's a world of that. But Yaakov Avinu teaches us, Yosef HaTzadik, and all of Am Yisrael, in one of the last lessons, when he's talking about his kfura already, one of the last lessons of our Tata Yaakov Avinu, a message to all the dairis, to you and I, is Tale Be'idnei Sagadle, accept. Accept. The fox is in charge, accept. Now I want to proceed further for a minute. Comes Rashi, and the next Rashi, it's a Pella. It says, Vayishtach Yisrael al Reish Amita, the very next Rashi, after Rashi said, Tale Bidnei Sagadle, says Rashi, Yaakov Inu Be'er al Reish Amita, Hach Vech Atzmai Litzad Ashchina. He turned to Hashem, and we learn from here that the Shechina is L'mal Mirashois of Shol Chayla. When there's a Chayla, Hashem is right there. It's a very special place of prayer. Very special place of prayer by a chayla. My father, Aradika Parsonishkova, was sick. I saw my mother turning around, looking around. So I said, I'll find out, I'll go call somebody, and I'll figure out which way is east. She said, oh no, I'm facing the Aran. I'm diving towards my tatan. She wanted to dive towards the chayla and the shechinas, l'malam rashaisam. It's a makam of tefillah. And Yaakov Avinu bows to the Shechina. That's a seer in Rashi's. The last Rashi says he was bowing to Yosef HaTzadik. Rashi's bothered by Yakasha, a father bowing to a son. Tale b'idnei sagadle. Yosef's in charge. It's not the way it should be. But this is the situation. Second Rashi, Hafech Atzmai Litzad HaShechina. Yaakov Avinu turns to the Shin and was bowing to Hashem. So what's the Tale Bidne Sagile? He wasn't bowing to Yosef, he was bowing to Hashem. Literally a contradiction, the Mefarshei Rashi. Cannot all them say one Rashi to next, a contradiction. One Rashi says he was bowing to Yosef HaTzadik, and he has to bavarn, he has to answer Tale Bidne Sagile. And the next Rashi says he was bowing to Hashem. What's the story? So the Mefarshim in different ways explained that both things were true. If he was only bowing to Yosef, it shouldn't say Al Reish Amita. If he was only bowing to Hashem, it should say Veshtach Yisrael Hashem. Both things are true. But the Kasha begs, were there two bows here? So then let the Torah Hashem say the two bows. He bowed to Yosef. What's happening here? In one bow, Hashem, in one bow, brings a bow to Yosef and a bow to Hashem. What was the bow? Who was the bow? If there were two bows, bring two psukim. What's the sparing of it? To bring it in one sentence. Yaakov Avinu bowed. And in that sentence, he bows to Yosef and he bows to God. So I have two psukim. It's even a shtickle funny. He bowed to Hashem. So bring a pasuk. Yosef bows to Hashem. By the way, he also bowed to Yosef. Now, I want to suggest, and this is difficult in all the situations of our life, but I think in Golos, I think in the situations we face ourselves, and it's difficult, and I don't, this is not said lightly, and in Avodah, many tears, much frustration, but I think in all our lives, the key to Tale B'idnei Sagidle is to understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom sets up the circumstance of our lives. In order to ever bow to do Tale B'idnei Sagidle, one has to understand Ashkochas Hashem. I am where I'm supposed to be. Situation. There's something that's hard to understand. There's a tikkun in this for me. That I'm in good hands. I'm in the right place. The Meichin Mitzadei Gover, he who prepares the footsteps of man, has put me where I'm supposed to be. And there has to be that faith. Otherwise, a person can never come. But it shouldn't be this way. But I don't get it. But it's not. And you can't accept. You can't just accept that Tale B'nei Sagile. This is the situation. I believe Yaakov Avinu L'dayrus is teaching Yosef and all his banim, us who are the banim of Yaakov Avinu, that the key to Tale B'nei Sagidle, the key to the acceptance, to the dealing with the situation that is Gufa, a bow to Hashem. A bow to Yosef, a bow to a situation that doesn't seem right. The father bowing to the son is a bow to Hashem, comes from bowing to Hashem, comes from understanding. Rabbeinu Shalom field developed. Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. Hashem er Hashesef shel Chayla. Hashem's at the head of the Chayla's bed. Hashem's running things. Hard to understand. I don't necessarily, but Hashem's running things. But the Rabbeinu Shalom, again, difficult and not said on somebody else's situation. That's on our own situations. On our own difficulty. It's an Olam HaNesayin. And often accepting the situation, succeeding within the situation, overcoming and with a faith. Tale B'nei Sagidle speaks much more than a bow. It speaks about a matziv, the emunah of a yid of this situation. I don't understand, Hashem. But you're running and I'm in good hands. The way one could be Tale B'nei Sagidle is the bow to Hashem. That is a bow to Hashem. He's saying that this, I need this, there's some tikkun in this. And I need this situation. In that place, in that space, that the person, mamish is a baiteach, but mamish, but real is a baiteach, is a person of faith. I saw my Rebbe was nifter this year, and I saw in my Rebbe somebody who spent a lifetime, he was a nevardiker, and he worked on betachin his whole life. He worked on betachin, his whole life was a sugi of betachin. And the Alter Mevardik, I'll tell you something interesting. I wasn't planning this. I'll tell you something interesting that I want to share with you. My Rebbe grew up. He was a Talmud of his father. His father was a Gavur. His father, Meni Gedolim, the Panovich of Rav, Rav Yaakov, Rav Aaron Cutler, said he was a Lamed Vav Tzaddik. He was a Talmud of Slobodka, and he was a very big Tzaddik, and he was my Rebbe's Rebbe, his father. My Rebbe was taken out of school in sixth grade. Most of the kids in his elementary school were not Shai Matar Mitzvahs, came out of all of them. And his father took him out of school and taught his son. And he had an illustrious Rebbe, his father. Then afterwards, he became a Talmud, Rav Aaron Cutler, very, very close. So he had two giants for Rebbein. He was a Talmud of his father. His father taught him honesty. His father was an incredibly honest person. His father taught him to respect all human beings. My Rebbe spoke to every guy. The guy was, the custodian was treated like royalty. Mechabed, his father was a sugya of Mechabed Kol Adam, every person in the world. So he had honesty, he had his own opinions and learning. He got very many great things from his father. Then he was big enough to seek another Rebbe, Rav Aaron. Now he has his father, Rav Aaron, and my Rebbe was older, he was in his mid-20s, and he has two luscious Rebbeim, he's set for life. And he could have said, "Dai, I'm good to go, I have." And remarkably, when he got married, he took his wife's grandfather, Avram Yafin, as a new Rebbe and became a Talmud to his wife's grandfather. He had Rebbeim, but he mamish became a Talmud of his wife's grandfather, who was the son-in-law of the altar of Nevardik. And the whole world, there was many sugyas of Nevardik, but I would say the biggest was a world of betachim, faith. But really practicing, working, they had exercises, really living, not words, really putting into life an honest, serious faith in Hashem. A betachim in Hashem that he lived. And this was something that I saw a person who really had faith in Hashem on challenges that a person should be freaking out. I saw a person who lived, Hashem runs the world. He took things with a calmness. Took things, I saw menuchas ha-nefesh, a profound tranquility of a baiteach, of a person who lives with faith. And this midah of learning, it's something all of us need in Olam HaNisayon. And I acknowledge it could be maddening, but it shouldn't be this way. And it's good to feel that way. I want to say, Chiddush Aryeh. It's good to feel it shouldn't be this way. It's fine. There's a certain clock. We're such an interesting people because as I could see, peacefully, Yeshua. Shouldn't be this way. That's good to say. We actually have that in our people. It's a tzipisali Yeshua, a certain sense. There's a controversial, this song, Yeah Yoterto, but it's perfect today, it's going to be better tomorrow, it's great today. We live in this space, it's awesome today, it's delightful. And then there's a tzipisali Yeshua, there's Yeshua's coming. An acceptance of what's now. It's not a running over, and it's normal that you and I struggle to accept what is. But it shouldn't be. It can't be this way. It shouldn't be. There's also an understanding that I'm in the Baal Shem spoke about this a lot. He said, "Min ameitzar karasi kai." He brought a medrash that don't run away from the difficult circumstance. Feel it. Be in it. Don't run away from it. There's a degree of, if you will, I don't know the word acceptance, Hashem put me here. There's something that will come from it. There's things that will come, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me right here. And from that space, of course it's Epistle Yeshua, but from the space of accepting, and Yaakov Avinu teaches this to Yosef HaTzadik from one of his last teachings of his life, to Yosef HaTzadik, who became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. So it's a lesson to us all. Tale b'idei sagulei. The fox and his time bowed to him. Which I think has wide ramifications, much more than a kid who struggles with his principle. And you'd say, just accept. The ramifications are much, much deeper. Because all the situations that are so maddening, Hashem is leading us somewhere. And this place is taken, we're mamish in good hands. I want to say that I saw in my tata when he was very sick that what he felt, I saw a tranquility and a peace, a calm. And he was like, he told me, Hashem's dealing b'chesed with me. I asked, this doesn't feel like chesed. How do you explain that? And he said to me that I feel an outpouring of love. People are davening for me. That's what you're thinking? You're between this world and the next? But there was a faith, real tranquility. Hashem, I want to live, but I'm in good hands. When Hashem has it, I'm in good hands. Real faith. A real betachin that we're shayach to. And then when you're in that space, you can actually see and receive kindness from Hashem. Feel kindness and see kindness from Hashem. So I say to us all, Baruch Hashem, the Yidden coming home is a besura taifa. Surrounded by complications, different sucking, and but a yid to walk back to his family. Every yid, we need every yid, every. And I say, let's absorb the kindness of Hashem, and on the challenges, on the difficulties, on the situations. But how? Talei b'nei sagadli, bow to Hashem. Understand He has a plan for us. He's taking us somewhere, putting us through different situations that have a reason. There's a Rebbe of my children and myself. My kids always say he loves Golus. If you read Sfas Emes, Sfas Emes is very into Golus. The difficult situations we find are not disturbances in our life. They're not just, okay, b'di'evet, tali b'nei sagadli sounds. If you don't understand it well, it sounds like this, to just deal with it, there's no other choice. It's not the energy you're telling me. That's very, nobody wants to hear that. That kid who has the difficult boss, the difficult teacher, and the person with the challenge in his life who has a difficult sister, a difficult neighbor, a difficult challenge in their life, it's not deal with it, this is what is. It's not what it is. It's the bow of Talei b'nei sagadli was a bow to God. I think it's magical that the bow that was a bow to Yosef, this is the situation, was a bow to Hashem. It says you're working with me. This situation has a task, has a tachlis. I'm in this, there's something you're bringing out of me. There's a gain from the situation. If this is your boss, to tell a child, this is your teacher, deal with it. No, you're not saying that. Talei b'nei sagadli says Hashem puts us where we're supposed to be. The Meichen Mitzadei Gavur. And if this, as crazy as the scenario, the situation, as difficult, as much as I don't want it, but if this is what's supposed to be, then there's a gain for this situation. Talei b'nei sagadli, go out to the facts when he's in his time. Hashem wants him here and wants me by him. So that faith that we're called, this faith is something our people, I'm so moved by our people. Our nation is Lo Yehuman. And we're a people that have a tremendous faith in Hashem. And understanding even situations that are wild and difficult and unusual, Hashem's working with our people. He's bringing us some. And in this situation, b'chastecha v'tachti, I have faith. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti, I have faith in your chesed. If we could sing together from the tune of the Balatanya, Keli Atavai Dek, Hashem, I absorb your kindness, Eloikai, and the things I can understand are in Emesh, I'm reminding you. I know Hashem, you're working with me. You're just smarter than Hashem. If we could sing that, Chaim, if we could sing Keli Atavai Dek.
Yeah.
say a quick idea. There are a bunch of B'nai Torah in the room. We're trying to learn, to grow, to develop. I want to share a quick idea. We'll close with a song or two. I want to share as follows a thought I don't think I've ever told you, Ari. It's a new Gemara. There's a new Gemara I can't stop looking at it. It's like remarkable. It blows me away. It's not normal. So let's hear it. Like this, yeah. I want to thank D.R. Rev. John Wogan. D.R.'s father is somebody who's a friend for 25 years. He's one of there's a yeshiva called Waterbury, but the first four bachurim in the yeshiva. He's one of the first ones who was there. A schus. Bachurim should never think that the rebbeim, like, are there you have achrayas for the yeshiva. I'm just a bachur here. When I get older, it's not that way. Every person, achrayas is a midah. I'm zeich, I'm here with Rabbi Brownstein. The yid's a gadol and achrayas responsible. It's not a certain age. It's not a certain position. Achrayas, a responsibility. It's interesting. Yosef HaTzadik's very, very strong. He's powerful. He's the spitz, the epitome of the person who doesn't give in to what he wants. The epitome, he can hold back. But what at least the Yetzer Hara, he has nisyonos and he's a tzaddik, he doesn't do. But there's one time Yosef lo yochel l'sapek, he mamish can't hold, can't einhalt, and he can't hold in. Yosef always can hold in. One thing, Imam, he clearly wanted to not tell his brothers yet he's Yosef. You have to figure out what is that part of the Nevuah. He wasn't supposed to tell yet. But lo yachol Yosef l'sapi, the man who always could hold back. What caused that he couldn't hold back? When he saw Yehuda Zacharias. When Yehuda says, Eich el el avi, how can I face my father? Vainari nenu iti. And I don't have my brother with me, he lost his mind. It's like, whoa, Achrayas! I have to hug him, I have to kiss him. I'm Yosef, I'm your brother. Hug, we're done, game over. La yochol Yosef wasapi. I was once got called to the Aliyah. Yeah, boy, Daniel Pinchas Ben. I was called up to the Torah for the second Aliyah in the Parsha. And Rav Yaakov Hillel Goodman was laning. Rav Yaakov Hillel Goodman is leaning, and four psukim in, he reads the word. You always pay attention when the Torah talks, and you see what hits you. When you call to an aliyah, if you like, the tzibur said, come here, the psukim you're going to read. So it's probably likely that psukim are talking to you. If I was a betting man, so I like listening when you call to an aliyah. You probably should pay attention. I'm called up. And the Balkayer reads, Eich el el avi, how can I face my father? Maybe I'm doing okay. Maybe it's fine by me, but my brother's not with me. All our people are thinking about this pasuk today. Eich el el avi, how can I face my father? If I don't, I can't leave him behind. The goal in Mivaseret is to steig, but to cause the next guy to steig. I steig, but I left him behind. Pull him up, encourage him, reach out. Your old friend, your sister, your brother. Eich el el avi, how can I face my father? And he read the pasuk, it was like an explosion. You're supposed to, in that aliyah, it's the bottom of the daf, and you're supposed to turn the page of the Torah, you're supposed to roll it. So Yaakov Hillel Goodman says to the guy who gets the aliyah, me, he's like, can you turn it? I was like, keep going, I'm staying here. I was done. This is the pasuk. I'm on this pasuk. You're supposed to follow along. Einus. I'd ready. It was my fourth pasuk, so I did three. Einus. I'm here. He shrugs, and he just opens. The Torah was open very wide that day. He went weiter. When he finished, I figured out when he was done. I came out of my trance, and I said my bracha had ended. I was on that pasuk. Eich el el avi banari nenuiti. When Yosef HaTzadik sees. When Yosef HaTzadik sees that Yehuda, that attitude, Achrayas lo yochel l'sapek, the man who can always control himself can't control himself. Game over. A yid's achrayus, a yid's living with responsibility, cares about the next one. So I want chevra to know, it's not like meant for a rebbe, it's not a certain stage. I don't think somebody's selfish and at one point becomes not selfish. I think at every stage of our development, we have to learn and shteig, we have to think about the next bachur. How can I make it more geschmack, better, good for my room? Achrayus, the person, tayras chesed. Tire of chesed, to shteig and cause the next one. So to me, John Wong was one Rav John, was one of the starters of the yeshiva d'achrayus. Literally built a yeshiva, as the investment when somebody gives to a yeshiva. Person in the Vassera Shteigs, you could see it in yeshiva for years. Guy is part of the yeshiva. He helps a younger guy. 5 years later, that younger guy helps a younger. The amount that a person has done and accomplished is what you don't know. The Chayim Sabbava speaks about this. Always with Achrayus. Always Shteig with Achrayus. I appreciate Rav John. He organized this last year. I appreciate his son, D.R. And appreciate the Chevra. Really appreciate everybody here coming tonight and having me. I was going to share a second Zach, but it could be that. It could be that just to say that Achrayus could be enough. But I owe the Gemara. Once I pumped it. Okay, I love that. There we go. Listen to this, Chevra. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, I'm going to learn a Mishnah. It's an Indian to learn Mishnah. Lili Nishmas, my Tata. Irenika Paras Mishkave. Let's learn a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Yayu Moine Shvacha and Shalach of his Talmidim. Chamesha Talmidim, he had five Talmidim. I don't know if you have to learn, he only had five Talmidim. It's talking about five Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. And it says he relates their praises. And why is he saying the praises of his Talmidim? Now, it is true, you can't impact somebody you're not impressed by. There's no such thing. Rev Hirsch calls it the bedrock of education. If you're not blown away by somebody, you can't teach them anything. Zero. That's like Pashat. I've seen that. If you're impressed by somebody, you can impact. Not you say you're impressed, not nice boy, be quiet. If you're mamish inside, you're nishtoimim, you're amazed by somebody, you can teach them. If you're not amazed, you can't teach them. So I'm not shocked that he said the praise of his Talmidim. But it says he was moina. Moina is to calculate, to count, to make an asik. He was busy with the praises of the Talmidim. Why is he doing that? He's busy praising. Teach Torah, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. I picture Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai giving a lot of shout-outs. Like, make a taste. To be minus, to calculate. He's busy with it. It's an asik. I understand he needed to know the praises. Vada, but what's he minus? What's he speaking it out and darshaning? What's that? Teach Torah. What's he busy with the praises of the Talmidim? There's a Gemara in Gittin that's so wild, and if it hits, what was Sachs the Yeshiva learned here this year? Beautiful. There's a Gemara in Gittin, Zion and Mabez, that I can't believe it. Hashem is learning Torah. Eliyahu Hanavi tells Rav Avyasar, Hashem's learning Pelegish Pegivim. He's learning the sugya of Pelegish Pegivim. So he says, what's Hashem saying pshat? So Hashem quotes a pasuk, and Hashem says, Yoinasan b'ni amarkach. My son, Yoinasan. First of all, why does he say a title of endearment? Yoinasan says, Yoinasan b'ni, my son, my precious Yoinasan, says like this. Evyasar b'ni kachem, and Evyasar says like this. The Gemara is Hashem misupik. Hashem's unsure. Says the Gemara, Eilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both right. The Yar, what I'm bothered by is God's learning. What's he quoting the name? What? Forget. They're both right. Say both pshatim, Hashem. Hashem only learned it from Avyasar. God's learning and says, Yoinasan says this pshat. My son, Yoinasan, says this pshat. That's bizarre. Say the pshat. Hashem teaches us Torah. Say the pshat. The ramification of this Gemara is it goosebumps. The ramifications of the Gemara is Torah's what says and what you, the learner, experience that it says. That's Torah. Hashem created a Torah and created Yonasan. And Torah is Yonasan b'ni kachamer. Each of us are part of the Torah process. A yeshiva guy sits down in front of a Gemara and sometimes he feels like very detached. He's trying to get into it. It's the Gemara's here. Do you understand the Torah is you? With your personality, your quirky sense of humor? I'm trying to learn now, first aid. Trying to like add a first aid. It's so hard. I respect you, but Vil, to learn this. I'm trying to do one aid. I'm struggling mightily. Probably much, just struggling. It's not so easy to learn a aid. For many years, I was busy. I'm trying to learn the first aid. I have the best chavrusa, man. I learned my son, Moshe. It's like delight. He's ridiculous. That keeps me going. And I see on myself, I have to be quirky, Mifrit. That's what I can't be tense. I like learning too much to need tense. I don't need to make up. I really like learning. Me and my son, we learn together. Quirky, weird me with Gishmak, cool him, and we learn together. Me as me and him and Sismak, we put our minds together. And I say my type of things, he says his. We get cool places. You're part of the sugya, Bamis. Don't look at Yannis like Gemara. Read a piece, and you and your chavrusa, what does it say to you? What's hitting you? What point even tempts you? There's so many places to go in the line of Gemara. What's hitting you? What does it appear? What's being said here? Say Kabbalistic. Just go. Say, talk, think, analyze. You're part. When God learns, he brings a pasuk, and Yannis, my son, says... Please understand, did you ever wonder in Shas? It says, Abaye Omer. Maybe Abaye, after all these years in Shemayim, changed his mind. Wouldn't that be awkward? You ever had a machlokes with your chavrus, and you're screaming. I had a chavrus we never agreed on. We're screaming and yelling at each other. And then in the middle, I like, Chappi's right, it's the worst. And you like been screaming the whole mishmash years. Then halfway in, you Chappi's just right. It's very awkward. This is the totally like not healthy and like just the you try to like switch your shita to sort of be like him and then you make it there was no machlek, it's like comfortable. It's very like very awkward and just uncomfortable to say, you know what, you're just right. And you're right. So what happens in Shemayim if Abaye, like it would be very awkward if Shemayim he said to Rav, and we sit for years studying, and Abaye long ago says, Rav, you know, it's funny, they're all learning me, it's not really what I feel anymore. A guy asked me, you know, I'm evolving as a person. A guy said, I heard an old shir. He said, and you like rip these type of things. You all of a sudden became chassid shami. So you're learning to do this read, but like, where does this word? Like, very awkward. I don't know. It's very important that when it says Abaye Omer means, Torah is, and scholars say this wrong, my friends. Scholars, this makes me frustrated. Scholars, when they learn, they say, in the eyes of Rashi, but Rambam seems to feel, oh, shudder. When I hear that, I'm like, as long as they don't know Torah. You don't get it. Mamish, you don't get this. They don't know that Gemara and Gittin about the base. They don't know the Gemara and Gittin. Because that's not how we view things. It's not like two intelligent scholars have a debate and dumb me, I don't know what to do. Like, Rashi, this genius, feels, but Rambam seems to counter, and then I'm like, that's not how we learn. It's not how you learn Torah. A Rishon says Pshat is Torah to us is what was written, and Rashi's look on what was written. That's Torah. Rashi, we don't have, when we have two Pshat, and Rashi's not in the eyes, we have Torah. We have this word coming through a Rashi. And by the way, if Rashi learned that at a certain point in his life, then we have Torah from Rashi at that point of his life. Even if later he says different, so what? Rashi says is the same Hashem who made Torah made Rashi. Rashi says, it's not in the eyes of Rashi, but Rambam counters. We have a Rambam, so we have words of Torah filtered coming to us through the Rambam. We have a Rashi, and Rashi says Pshat. When you sit down with your chavrusa, you're not trying to learn the Gemara. You're part of Torah. You're part of Torah. D'ar b'ni kachamar. That's what Hashem learns in Sogeh. I created somebody. He says b'ni. I made him. D'ar b'ni kachamar. This is what he says. This is what he's seeing it. This is how he's processing it. With your experiences, with your all your quirks, bring it. Have an opinion on it. You're part of this. It's not trying. The other way is so distant. The Gemara, you're like a stranger. You're trying to like get into it. Because it's here, and they're trying to get it. It's not here. The Torah is right here. Sit back. Don't be so intense. It's in you. Be you. If you're intense, you're not being. Be you. Be you. Mamish, be you. The mode of learning is when you show up you. When you read the piece, and now let's go filter. Let's go bring it. Yoinis sambini kachomer. That's Torah. Yoinis sambini kachomer. I can't believe the Gemara. It's like amazing. Yoinis, that's Hashem's Torah. Yoinis sambini. You ever wondered in Shas all the busyness with the names? Drop all the names. Shas would be much smaller. Like the names, that's what Torah is. Is Yoinis sambini kachomer. Rabbi Yochanan said, and Reish Lakish counter, that's Torah. But Reish Lakish, learning and processing, that's what Torah is. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh is. Have an opinion, Rabbi Yisrael, learn, bring it. Have a kasha. I saw the way my tata respected everybody's question and zug and thing like it was worth a lot, worth the world. So what are you saying? He said, come on, Egypt. Look, what do you mean? He had a kasha, he had a zug, took it seriously. He remembered people for their zugs for years. He brought down a guy for me. There was a yid who said a parents to convey his kasha for years. My father would quote Rav Diskin and bring him. Rav Diskin said, each yid's teretz, kasha, approach is part of the sugya. Don't learn as an outsider trying to connect to this. Learn as somebody knows, I'm part of the Gemara. I'm part of the Torah. Read the pasuk and study. How does it come out through you? What does it say through you? When I was once reading how Rav Meir Pram Shlam learned the pasuk Eichel Alavi, it could be that's why I don't know what hit me when. It could be that's why it hit me because I once heard him learn that pasuk. Hear a tzaddik read a pasuk, and by the way, be a tzaddik learning a pasuk. And see what it says to you. What does it mean? What is it saying? Have your opinion based on you. Bring you to the table. Show up. You're part of the sugya. You're not a guy trying to fit. It's supposed to come through you. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter speaks about the shtark in the learning environment. That each Talmud has to have an opinion and a thought and an idea. That's a huge part of the learning. The best days of a shir, when a lot of guys, this one says this, and he argues, and he says, like, it's a beautiful sugya comes out. We have a little chabura, this chabura we're learning in the morning. Guys don't want the Rebbe to, like, say information we didn't know. That's nice. They want to, like, each one put together on the line we learned. How do you think? How did you hear? And the things that come out, Michal says his svara, this one says his svara, each one says this svara. I think this idea connects very well with what we said, that every single yid counts, recognizing the importance. We're each an ois mitar, we each have a chelik mitar, we each have importance. In our own journeys, don't imitate anybody else. You're necessary for the learning process. Don't say svara, somebody else's. Say your svara. Sometimes a Rebbe says to a bachur, says the svara, he says, oh, you're saying good, say a little better. Don't say better, say you. Say you. Say you, don't say better. If the Rebbe's saying, say me, no, he should say him, you should say you. You got to say you. Say you, say you. But really say what you think. Don't be lazy. Think it through. Think it through and talk. How's it hitting you? And then hear what your chavrus is saying. Here, and together, you have the Torah's emes that emerges. Each one thinking, hearing, processing, feeling it out. What seems true to you? Learn to trust how it appears. It doesn't seem emes to me. It's very important. That's the biggest kasha learning. It doesn't feel right. I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. I don't see how Tosis is saying. We have to work hard. Don't be lazy. And work and form an opinion. We have a chelik in Torah. I want to ask, maybe Shlomo and Chaim, the song "Let My People Go," I think would be very, very. Arya, you know that song also. The chaver comes up. That's Shaykh Arya. I want each person should be free. Say, in reality, we should have each yid back home, and every yid should be free. Should be in a present situation to know their svara counts, their journey matters, their ideas in Torah count a lot.
Astara shebisai chastara Bivadai gam shom Bivadai gam shom Nimtza Hashem Nimtza Shem Yisbaba Bada Beyafilu biastara shebisai chastara Bivadai gam shom Bivadai gam shom Nimtza Hashem Nimtza Shem Yisbaba Bada. Let my people go, let my people go, let my people go, let my people go. Bayne Yerushalayim, Malal Hashem, Nechei Yisrael. Let my people go.
You guys know the song Mashkini? Please sing with me. I wanted to thank every single person here. We should all of us be zeichen. We should see good besuras. We should see Am Yisrael, really, one good news after another. We should see our Ramas Karen Yisrael. All of us in our own shtagin should take advance in learning and just grow and learn mitoich yishvadas, mitoich simcha, knowing yoynesam v'ni kachamer. Mamish part, that's how Torah works. In all our journeys, what we're going through, what our own experience matter in the sugya, bring yourself, show up to the table, show up to the Beis Medrash with our svara. We should all be zeicha, tremendous success in our journeys of growing. All of us should have an aliyah and ruchnias, have success and good in gashmias, have an excellent night. Thank you so much.
Hi, recording. Hi, Mama.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.